Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge, glad to be your hosts on your local radio station, such as Sturgis, South Dakota's KBHB 810 AM Big 81 Ranch Radio. And you know what's going on this week. It's the annual Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo through February 3rd. Don't miss the largest trade show in the region with over 300 vendors. Coming up not that far away now, Bronx for Breakfast on the 31st. And don't miss the Boots and Beer Festival on February 3rd. Lots of rodeo action. Check it all out online at blackhillstockshow.com.
And in today's competitive cattle markets, how do you make sure you get the best price at market? Well, it's simple. You start with the best. Slotin' Angus's 36th annual bull sale is Monday, February 12th in Faith, South Dakota, breeding for the most efficient genetics that produce premiums for you. Featuring Man in Black, 115 bulls, 30 heifers from a program with a plan based on sound genetic principles. Faith, South Dakota, Monday, February 12th, it's Slotin' Angus bull sale.
Tri-State Livestock News is your trusted source for all things agriculture. Every detail of their publication is tailored to the commercial cattleman, from connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read, and they'll be at the Black Hills Stock Show. Kim, what do you have today?
I've got a new piece put out by Mikey Van Winkle from Woodlake, Nebraska.
So you're going to be doing something about weather. Maybe I'll throw in something about weather and snowfall.
All right. Well, I'm going to do a throwback to a couple weeks ago when we had our frigid cold weather. I know that during that spell here in Valentine, we had 24 below. That was just on the thermometer with a wind chill of 50 below. And so I think Mikey was kind of, and that's what I think Mikey was thinking about when she wrote this piece. It's called South Wind. Oh, how I love the wind that blows here day and night. Seems everything I own has blown clean out of sight. It's hard to get any rest all night. The roof and stovepipe trill. Each morning I get up to a snowdrift onto the windowsill. I love how the trees are leaning to test their faith and strength. My horse's manes and tails are inches longer in length. I love to watch the birds. They're flying sideways, headed north, but since it's only January, they are slightly off their course. I love to watch the snow blowing 90. Now that is really swift as it piles up at my garage door, a 6-foot drift. I love these one-digit numbers. 2 or 3 is my new hero as I slowly watch the wind chill drop to 50 below zero. It's hard to keep equipment running and tractors that won't start. Oh, how I love this weather. It's so good for my old heart. I love the road that's closed. No salesman comes a-calling. My husband's face is frozen. He's so happy that he's bawling. This beautiful south wind and everything it brings. Oh, Lord, it's so darn wonderful. Now let's just see some spring.
Thanks, Mikey, for sharing that with us. And, you know, Groundhog's Day is coming up.
It is. That's right.
And that's when Punxsutawney Phil and a few others out there, if they see their shadow or don't see their shadow and all that. But to mark Groundhog Day on February 2nd, Lawn Love ranked 2024's snowiest counties. And they compared 256 counties by historical snowfall records, including annual snowfall, one-day and three-day records. They also considered the average historical annual temperatures and the number of days with temperatures below freezing. So, number one, on the snowiest counties, Valdez-Cordova census area in Alaska. Now, do you know where the least snowy county is?
No, I can't guess.
Monroe County, Florida.
Oh, well, so, yeah, I was going to say Florida or California, and how have they ever had any snow?
Number two in the most snowiest counties was Coos County. That's C-O-O-S in New Hampshire. And number two on the least snowy is Miami-Dade County in Florida.
Well, sure.
And number three, Placer County, California is the most snowiest up in the mountains there.
Okay.
Okay. And Honolulu, Hawaii is the third on the list. So apparently they do get a little bit of snow there as well.
Yeah.
And just a couple more of those. Matanuska Susitna Borough in Alaska is number four.
So they got easy for you to say.
They have three of the top five in Alaska.
And are we surprised?
Yes. And Palm Beach, Florida is number four on the list. So they have like 4 out of 5 in Florida. So
if you don't
like the snow, go to Florida, I guess. And if you do like the snow, Alaska is the place you want to be. Just some tidbits of some interesting information for you today here on The Good Stuff.